From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama says the need for revamping the nation's health care system is urgent and indisputable, and he's pressing lawmakers to complete work on health care legislation without delay.
We can't afford the politics of delay and defeat when it comes to health care. Not this time, not now. There are too many lives and livelihoods at stake.
Mr. Obama speaking at the Children's National Medical Center in Washington today. But Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele sharply criticized the administration for pushing lawmakers into changes that he says will cost most Americans more to get less.
If you're thirsty, they're considering a 10% tax on a can of soda. And if you need a stronger drink, after hearing that bad news, I've got more bad news for you. They're thinking about raising the alcohol tax, too.
A group of six senators from both parties wrote to Senate leaders today calling for a 70-day delay before any final votes on the pending legislation to allow time to work out a bipartisan compromise. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the troop strength of the U.S. Army is being increased by 22,000 soldiers to help cope with the demands being posed on American forces in Iraq and Afghanistan.
In Iraq, significant progress has ushered in a security agreement with the government of Iraq and new policy direction by President Obama to significantly draw down U.S. forces by next year and completely by the end of 2011. By contrast, the escalating violence in Afghanistan and political turmoil in Pakistan has resulted in a new policy direction by the president and an associated increase in American forces in Afghanistan to implement it.
Gates says the troop strength increase is temporary. Four American soldiers were killed by a roadside bomb explosion in eastern Afghanistan today. Their deaths bring to at least 27 the number of Americans killed there this month. In southern Afghanistan, a British fighter jet crashed at a NATO base, but the crew members managed to eject safely. The man being tried in India as the only survivor of a team of gunmen who killed more than 160 people in Mumbai last fall stood up in the courtroom today and unexpectedly confessed to involvement in the attacks. Veer Singh has more from New Delhi.
21-year-old Ajmal Khan Kasab stood up and told a special court that he was guilty of the crimes he has been charged with. If convicted, he could be sentenced to death. According to local news reports, the young man from northern Pakistan gave a detailed account of how he had been recruited for last year's attack. Kasab told the court that his confession was not forced. While his admission strengthens India's allegations that Pakistan is not taking enough action against terrorists based there, some observers doubt Kasab's credibility. He had initially confessed his involvement, but later said that statement was coerced. For NPR News, I'm Veer Singh in New Delhi.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 71 points. This is NPR News. A widely watched gauge of economic activity rose in June for the third straight month. The Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators was up 0.7%. That's more than analysts had expected. The group's economist, Ken Goldstein, says the recession has been losing steam since spring, despite high unemployment. He adds that if current trends continue, he believes a slow recovery can be expected by fall. Gordon Waller of the pop duo Peter and Gordon has died at the age of 64. During the 1960s, Peter and Gordon had a string of hits, many written by Paul McCartney. Waller was NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story.
Gordon Waller and Peter Asher had a number one hit in 1964 with McCartney's song, A World Without Love.
Please lock me away and don't allow
drumming guitars and harmonizing, Peter and Gordon were enormously popular in the U.S. and Britain, but only for about 2 years. Gordon Waller then tried for a solo career without much success. On the Peter and Gordon website, Peter Asher said of Waller, "I'm just a harmony guy, and Gordon was the heart and soul of our duo." Gordon Waller died of a heart attack in Connecticut. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.
The crew of Apollo 11, which 40 years ago today landed on the moon, has been welcomed to the White House this afternoon by President Obama. Mr. Obama called Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, and Michael Collins genuine American heroes and iconic figures. Armstrong and Aldrin were the first two astronauts to set foot on the moon. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.